going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A Russian strike on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv came hours after peace negotiations appeared to stall Wednesday. President Trump accusing Ukraine's leader of prolonging the conflict. With me now, CBS military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. Jeff, thanks for your time this morning.
Great to be with you.
The Trump administration was pushing Ukraine to recognize Russia's control of Crimea. How much would that be a shift in U.S. foreign policy?
That'll be a dramatic shift in U.S. policy. Since 2014, the Russian invasion of Crimea and its occupation, we have not recognized that particular territory as part of Russia. And in fact, the world community has not recognized Crimea as part of Russia. It was only, I think, a few years later that even Belarus, which is a very close ally of Russia, actually recognized Russian sovereignty over Crimea. So this would be a dramatic change in policy as the United States tries to use this, I think, to achieve not only a ceasefire, but an overall end to this conflict and improve relations between Moscow and Washington.
What signal does it give that Marco Rubio canceled plans to attend a London meeting on a potential ceasefire?
Well, it shows, I think, that certain degree of frustration on the part of the Trump administration that Mr. Zelensky is unwilling to accept this particular proposal, which I have to say is very favorable to the Russians. That downgraded the status of that meeting. Keith Kellogg, who's in charge of U.S. relations with Ukraine, attended in Rubio's stead. And it appears that many of the European allies downgraded their representation because it was to discuss this particular proposal, which Mr. Zelensky says he cannot agree to because it's not within his power as president of his country to give away territory. And that's enshrined in the Constitution. One can only imagine if an American president was asked, can you unilaterally sign off an agreement that gave away Texas or Alabama or Florida or New Jersey? Obviously, that would not occur in our democracy. And the Ukrainians say it can't occur in theirs. Absent, I would imagine, some action by the Rada, a change to the Constitution, or a national plebiscite.
That is CBS News military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. Thank you so much.
Thank you.